A word for you from Acts chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. Serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house. This is Paul's last speech, his last sharing with the leadership of the church of Ephesus. They're very important words, something that we need to take to heart and remember that God speaks these words to us as well if we have experienced the working of the Lord in our midst. And so he shares with them how he has lived a life that was impeccable. He says, "You know the manner that I lived among you. I always lived this life among you." Verse 18, "I served the Lord." And he knows with complete confidence that the elders of the church of Ephesus would agree with him, for he knew the testimony in his heart that he had lived a life in the Spirit, a life reflecting Christ, and he was centered around Christ. He says, "I served the Lord." Remember that whatever work you do for the Lord, it must be unto him. Serve him. Well, in a Christian's life, it is normal to have difficulties. He says, "While I served the Lord, there were many tears and trials because of the plotting of the Jews." Remember that you will experience some difficulties, more or less. Sometimes you might have more difficulties than those around you. But don't become one who is so centered around your difficulties that you lose sight of Christ. He says, "I served the Lord." And he says, "Even though these difficulties happened to me through their plotting, I held back nothing that was helpful." So in the midst of it, Paul was strengthened. He still spoke what he should have spoken. He still was focused on Christ at the center of his life. And he proclaimed publicly and from house to house, he kept back nothing. You see, trials and difficulties are to sharpen you, to make you better, to enable you to speak with more clarity to those around you. Also, be careful that you don't focus too much on the plotting of those around you, that you lose sight of Jesus, that you feel that they are the difficulty. Remember, it could be that you are the difficult one, and that others around you are also saying, "Oh Lord, deliver me from this one." It might be that you are making life difficult for those around you, but Paul had none of that. Instead, he knew that he was being persecuted for Christ, and he still held back nothing that was helpful.